This is the ULM Forum on KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. Robotics are part of our everyday lives, from the vending machine to the automatic car wash. Teaching simple robotics concepts to students is a jumping-off point for a workshop held this week for teachers by the University of Louisiana at Monroe College of Education and Human Development as part of the NASA Summer of Innovation. Dr. Ava Pugh is a professor in curriculum, instruction, and leadership, joins me now by phone to talk about the Robotics Unplugged workshop. Dr. Pugh, welcome to the ULM Forum.
Thank you so much, Jay. I'm so excited to be here today.
Tell us a little bit about how this program is put together, because it really sounds like something that is an intensive learning experience, especially for the teachers, but then there's so much more than just that.
There really is. Jay, this has been a wonderful program, and it's been what I call the 360-degree turn, because we began with having our lead teachers in, and that was one or two from each of the selected school systems or school parishes. They came in the mornings, and then that afternoon we had our teachers that were selected, where our lead teachers assisted them in learning about the materials and playing with the robotics and understanding it. And now they will be out in the schools teaching their kids with these materials. Now, toward the end of the summer or the first part of the fall, the students that have already learned these materials, they will reflect back on what they've learned, and they will join us again with their teachers, and the teachers will explain what the students have done and what they've learned. So it's a win-win situation. And yesterday was just wonderful. We had such a great time and such a good turnout. We really did.
I'm fascinated by the fact that it goes so much more beyond the concepts that are immediately applied, the robotics concepts. It's really looking at how these teachers are being able to teach, not just this, but also applying to other things, too.
Oh, it definitely is, because one of the things that we've been studying about in science education, and of course that's one of my big areas, is called the Big 5E model. And NASA definitely stresses that. The Big 5E stands for engage, explore, explain, and then we have extend or elaborate, and then the last one is evaluate. And in every step of that, the student is involved. Like at first, you try to get the student engaged. What is their interest in this lesson, or what are we doing? Then you get them to explore. They relate back to their past experiences or perhaps something that's happened earlier to them, and they relate it back to what they want to explore. And we've been teaching for years about questioning, and one of the things NASA really emphasized yesterday was using that data analysis, getting those kids to actually analyze their data and look at it for predicting for the future, and also using some critical thinking. And then, of course, after that, we allow them to explain. And that's the third big E. Here they are able to communicate with each other, with their peers, with their teachers, and also to use journals for reflective writing. And then they get to extend what they know. And the extending part, or to me, elaborating, is one of the most important ones, because this is where they apply what they've learned to other situations in life. An example would be, and this seems very elementary, but sometimes when students learn to multiply at 10 o'clock in the morning in math, they never think about that they will use that in the afternoon when they're doing a science project. Or they never think about they'll use that the rest of their life just to see if they even got the correct amount of money for a paycheck. They just don't think about that. But it's that extending. Can you make the connection, what I just learned and how I'm going to use it for the future? And, of course, the last one is evaluation, and that's our assessment. One thing about assessment, it's no longer the paper-pencil test. Oh, no, that is totally passé. Now we're looking at interviews, portfolios, project-based learning. We're looking at hands-on, particular problem-solving situations, and even teacher observation. This Big 5E model is, and that was a big thing yesterday, was for us to look at each area of that and think of how we would explain the concepts. So yes, everybody's winning at this workshop, everybody.
So how does the Big 5E model compare to maybe the old-fashioned survey question, read, recite, review? How is this new to the teachers who are just now learning it?
I think part of that would be in the older methods, students were not allowed to communicate with each other, and they were not allowed so much to reflect back on how they made the connection. Because student A might make that connection maybe because they have seen a robot on television, but student B might make the connection because they've actually seen one when they were in a museum. Or even student 3 might say, when I last had surgery, they had a robot that worked on me. All three of those connections, see, are by reflections that are different from each other. Whereas in the past, we just gave out the information, we wanted them to learn it, and give it back to us. Those times are gone. We're living in the 21st century here, and I mean, it's moving every day faster than what we know.
You mentioned the students having more of a chance to interact with each other. I've seen that happen a lot more, you think, at the college and at the high school level. How do you able to manage the students working together that way, even at the very young levels?
If you really began at the lower grades and you began with smaller groups like just a partner, and then they work together with just that partner, then they move it up to maybe 3 and then maybe to 4. And they need to be taught how to work with each other. I think that's the reason today some people cannot work with each other, because they were never taught how. But with them learning how to ask questions, how to make comments, how to come back and have a good discussion, even learning how to discuss and, as we say, agreeing to disagree. They need to learn how to agree to disagree. That's a learned technique. That's just not something that you get by osmosis.
What kinds of things have you seen from programs like this before, and what are some of the results that you hope to see this year?
I'm sure that we're going to see lots of good reflections back on what they have learned about robotics. And we've offered our teachers also many valuable websites where they can go to and they can actually learn about other robotics and things they can construct. So it's not just constructing one thing when they're here. They take away with them not only their little robots they did take away, but they also took away all of these wonderful ideas and websites of how they could extend it. We were just there to show them this is how you launch the program. Now it's up to you to keep going. So I think it's going to be wonderful in the future. And I think this is only the beginning, too. This is only the beginning.
NASA's Summer of Innovation is helping to fund the Robotics Unplugged workshop and collaborative efforts at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. My guest, Dr. Ava Pugh, is a professor of curriculum, instruction, and leadership at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Dr. Pugh, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much, and I enjoyed being here, Jay.